Thomas C. McKinney Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E-L, Rush, R-U-S-H, address is 229 Denali, D-E-N-A-L-I, Drive, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-891-5215, cell 530-774-5647, ID is XXX XX6001, date of birth 10-13-1951, 71-year-old, married, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS. Esplanade, 530-345-9009. Below that, it should say Express Scripts. It is addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R, M-D, 1645 Esplanade, Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926, F-3367. Below that, 530-896-0389, parenthesis, fax, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, history of chronic cephalgia, subparagraph, referral for evaluation and treatment. Dear Dr. Archer, thank you for referring Janine L. Rush for neurological evaluation, considering her history of chronic recurrent headaches, subparagraph. Janine is a retired, highly functioning, right-handed woman who reports that she will have a serious headache that is typically associated with a flurry of headache symptoms over a period of several days, usually once or no more than twice a year, subparagraph. Her clinical history strongly suggests that she has a diagnosis of cluster cephalgia. New paragraph, she reports no obvious precipitating or relieving effects. New paragraph, she has, was previously under the care of Dr. Joel Rothfeld, who prescribed sumatriptan, by her report, this medication was marginally or completely ineffective. By her report, there have been no other headache medications attempted. New paragraph. Past medical history, she reported only history of migraine, new paragraph. Current medications, list these vertically. Levothyroxine, 112 micrograms. Elmiron, parenthesis bladder and parenthesis 100 milligrams. Divigel, parenthesis estradiol gel, 0.25 milligrams. Esomeprazole, magnesium, acid reflux, doxycycline, rosacea, dash eyes, 50 milligrams, alendronate sodium, bone density, 35 milligrams, Zyrtec, IC slash bladder, 10 milligrams, citrical, calcium, 650 milligrams, magnesium, prescribed for migraine, 500 milligrams, red yeast rice, cholesterol, 1,200 milligrams total, vitamin B, 12,000 micrograms, Centrum Silver, women's multiple vitamin, women over 50. PRN medications include erythromycin ointment for her eyes, famotidine, acid reflux, sumatriptan, migraine, 100 milligrams, amlodipine, bisalate, for Raynaud's, 5 milligrams, PYRIDIEM for bladder, 200 milligrams. Medical allergies, list these vertically, macrobid, levaquin, minocycline, nitrofurantoin, current dermatology treatment, PRN, betamethasone valerate cream, chilblains, 0.1%, triamcinolone acetonide ointment for psoriasis. New paragraph. A 12-point review of systems was completed, reporting the following. List these vertically. Gentle, forgetfulness, headaches, loss of sleep. Endocrine, increased skin drying, hormonal therapy, EENT. Impaired hearing, loss, tinnitus, headache, she wears eyeglasses. Poor circulation in the winter months, varicose veins, acid reflux, constipation, indigestion, history of ulcer, nocturia with interstitial cystitis, she has neck stiffness and thyroid trouble, she has seen a counselor. She's completed an advanced directive. She reports a satisfactory sexual life. She denied exposures to transmissible sexual disease. She has a history of Raynaud's. Height 5 feet 6 inches, 134 pounds. Menarche, age 13. Last menstrual period, 1998. Last pap smear, 2014. Last rectal examination, 2022. She has completed mammography. She's had a hysterectomy in 2012. Personal and family health history. She was born on October 13, 1951. She's 71 years old and right-handed. Her father died at age 82 with a history of bone marrow disease. Her mother died at age 99 with natural causes. She has an 81-year-old sister in excellent health, a 79-year-old brother in good health, a 77-year-old brother in good health, in excellent health, a 67-year-old sister in good health. Her father, her husband's age 84 in excellent health. She has no children. New paragraph. Her family history is reported to be positive for arthritis, asthma, and a strong family history of cancer in the maternal side. There's no reported family history of bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, tuberculosis, mental illness, or other serious disease. New paragraph. Education. She completed 4 years of college in 1991 and 2 years of postgraduate education in 1992. Social history and health habits. She is married. She takes alcohol on a daily basis, 1 to 2 beverages. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There's no children at home. Occupational concerns. None. She is retired. Serious illnesses and injuries. She has a previous history of fracture. There's no history of concussion, loss of consciousness. New paragraph. Operations, hospitalization. She's never had a blood transfusion. New paragraph. Previous operations, 1955, cyst removal. 2012, hysterectomy. 2020, oculoplasty. 1960, tonsillectomy, adenoidectomy, all without difficulty. She's never been hospitalized for prolonged medical care. New paragraph. Neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. She reports reduced memory, loss of hearing, and a history of tinnitus. Head, she denied a history of neuralgia. Her headaches occur at her temples. They are of uncertain etiology. Previously prescribed Imitrex, currently not beneficial. No similar family history. Neck. No symptoms reported, except for right-sided stiffness, upper back and arms. No symptoms reported, middle back. No symptoms reported, low back, no symptoms reported, shoulders, no symptoms reported, elbows, no symptoms reported, wrists. No symptoms reported, hips, no symptoms reported, ankles, no symptoms reported, feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review systems. There is no history of diplopia or visual impairment, difficulty with sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation, She does have a history of reduced hearing and tinnitus. New paragraph, she denied any history of tremor. New paragraph, she denied motor weakness. New paragraph, she denied sensory changes. New paragraph, she denied dysomnia. New paragraph. Neurological examination today. Janine was seen for neurological evaluation. She is a pleasant, attractive, 71-year-old, right-handed, intelligent woman who's alert, oriented, and who is in no distress. Her immediate, recent, remote memories are all preserved, as is her attention, concentration, cranial nerves 2 through 12, by observation or within normal limits. So your motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination was deferred. Deep tendon reflexes deferred. Ambulatory examination remains fluid and non-ataxic. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Janine Rush presents with a history of recurrent bursts of what would appear to be cluster cephalgia, for which she was treated with sumatriptan with, by her report, limited benefit. New paragraph, her headaches, when they occur without obvious precipitating event, occur once or no more than twice per year, lasting at most a few days. New paragraph. In consideration for ongoing care and treatment, I've suggested that we give her a trial of, that is after our extended discussion regarding therapy, a trial of the calcitonin agonist medication, such as Ubrelvy, for benefit when she has a headache recurrence. Subparagraph, should this be beneficial, we'll provide her with prescriptions for therapy. New paragraph, her headaches are so infrequent that it does not appear that she's a candidate for suppressive therapy dash prophylaxis at this time. New paragraph, we'll see if she's responsive to this new category of medication, which, if beneficial, should completely abolish her headaches. New paragraph, I will see her for reevaluation on a routine follow-up basis. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns. I respectfully with my professional signature.